Merry meet, and welcome to The Pragmatic Pagan. This podcast explores an inclusive pagan path via science-based witchcraft, no deities included. With a focus on nature and energy, this spiritual practice is centered on lunar tides and seasonal cycles. Join me weekly for ways to stay connected and in tune to the universe. And we can stay connected when you follow me on Facebook at A Pragmatic Pagan or on Instagram at The Pragmatic Pagan. Reach out to share your questions or stories. I would love to hear from you. You can also leave a voice message via my page on Anchor Podcasts. Link in the bio. Merry meet all. Hi all, Merry Summer Solstice. Apologies, these are out a bit late. I still encourage you to celebrate if you haven't already. And if you have, may these next two episodes inspire you in future times. The Summer Solstice. Lithe. Midsummer. Long days filled with warm light. The first days of summer. The longest day of the year. It is a day filled with energy and bounty, the culmination of the spring growing season. It is the time of year when things are at their peak and energy fuels all that we do. Summer comes with a buzz in the air, and yes, it might just be the bees and hummingbirds, but it's also the nature of the season. This is a time to get out and use that energy. Fill your days with time outside, basking in the warm sun, taking a swim. And if you can't get out, bring as much outside in as you can. Open the windows, turn on soothing background sounds of nature, adjust your lighting, and in a pinch, you can use your background on your computer as an outdoor scenescape. No boundaries there. It's time on these long, warm days to find the warm light of the sun and be grateful for all that it gives. Celebration of the summer solstice has been or is present in most agricultural societies. It is a moment to mark the high point of summer and a moment when the sun appears to hang in the sky. In fact, the Latin word for solstice translates to mean sun stands still, and monuments such as Stonehenge were designed to highlight the rising of the sun on this day. Romans honored Juno during this time, and according to learned legends, early Europeans celebrated by lighting large wheels on fire and rolling them downhill into a body of water, as this was said to be about finding a balance between the elements of fire and water. Celts were said to use this time to celebrate the space between the earth and the heavens with hilltop bonfires. Returning to the seasonal battle that we started in at the winter solstice, we see that same battle of the Oak and Holly Kings, only this time the younger Holly King wins, having gained his strength during the growing spring months as the Oak King's power waned. During this time, we call on the power of the sun for bounty in the crops and abundance in the harvest, literal and metaphysical. For your altar, think gold, red, and orange. This is a season of sun and fires, bonfires, barbecues, and candle rites are all ways to get more in touch with the element of fire and the sun. Begin your ritual at dawn with the collection of the morning dew, and move through your day in celebration. A midday feast filled with orb-shaped offerings and honey-filled treats. Honey cakes, mead are popular fare, as are oranges, mangoes, peaches, tomatoes, corn, watermelon, and summer squash. Follow with an afternoon of meditation. In these moments where the sun is most powerful, there also exists a deep shadow. Spend the afternoon exploring both sides of this dynamic. And as you emerge, fill your evenings with delicious treats, good company, and lively dance around a bonfire. It's often said that the livelier the revelries, the more bountiful the harvest. Some communities celebrate with parades, calling forth symbols of the sun and abundance, and for those able to make it to Stonehenge, this day-long celebration begins at dawn as the sun peeks through the stones. Stonehenge has long played a role in the origin stories of the summer solstice. However, there is some debate among followers of the Gardinian branch of witchcraft that point to Middle Eastern traditions as the source for modern pagan sun celebrations. There seems to be evidence and truth in both statements, which shows how truly universal it is to celebrate the natural world around us. All right, witches, pull out that pen and paper and let's dive in. Altar decorations can be anything that feel like fire and sun, but also consider how this solstice calls for a balance of fire and water. Think about how you might represent both on your altar. Is it through ribbons, paper, paint, color, or maybe actual physical representations? If you feel like dressing up, adorn yourself in gold, red, orange, and yellow as ways to bring the warmth and brightness of sun into your wardrobe. Use this moment to let your wardrobe speak to the energy of the season. You can go all out or do something with the trimmings, painted nails, etc. As with any beauty product, I encourage you to go cruelty-free. Fill your days with outdoor activities if you can. I know the pandemic puts a crunch on things, but do what you can. Even if you have to bring outside in, fill your space with light and greenery, indoor plants, screensavers, daylight lamps are all ideas. If you can get outdoors, don't forget your mask, but from there, consider how close to nature you can get or explore the fire-sun balance with some good socially distanced beach time. Enjoy treats filled with honey, such as honey cakes and mead, but also lemons, pomegranates, melons, anything to symbolize the sun and its abundance. Then, consider roasting it up. A barbecue is a great way to modernize the celebration. When it comes time to light the bonfire, whether it is a beautifully arranged group of candles or an actual bonfire, this is a moment to cast a circle and raise some great energy. Direct it towards your intentions and goals for the coming lunar cycle. For those in the long game with your annual workings going on, this is the moment to raise that energy and send it outwards towards your will for harvest in the fall seasons. For adults, this is also one of the romance, love, hand fasting Sabbats, a great time to renew vows, make new ones, or grow the family. Consent, consent, consent. As you put on an introspective lens, spend some time exploring what the sun means to you. I know this may sound a bit odd, but if you sit down and really think about sunlight, I bet it will induce a variety of memories and emotions. Spend some time there. Journal them, good and bad. And if you are working within the astral meditations that I offer, consider how you might store or note the important memories within that space. Sometimes it's a photo or a small statue, just things that represent your connection to that space and time. Plant and ingrain its presence so that you remember it's there. I also mentioned how sun brings with it shadow, and the brightest sun casts the deepest shadow. Now is a good time to reflect on where you are in that journey. What shadow do you see that is growing that you would like to cast off as we move into the winter season? What fear, insecurity, beliefs, or attitudes do you see taking on dark forms and are ready to be released? As we all begin this anti-racist work, whether white or by POC, it's important to engage with these shadows so that we may unveil them, name them, learn from them, and move forward. This is the moment to start to see them before they begin to creep in from behind us, just as the days will soon creep into darkness. For your ritual, you will want to shape this based on the amount of time you want to spend with this holiday. Like many pagan revelries, we can celebrate 4 days, and in fact, often do. So it's up to you whether this is a full day or multi-day celebration, or more focused on sunrise, high noon, or the evening bonfire. As always, find a solution that fits within your spiritual beliefs. For those of you whose beliefs may be strictly pagan, your celebration is going to focus on the bounty, the food, the gratitude. It may also include that afternoon meditation as we start to see our shadow selves in the darkness cast by the sunlight. Those who practice witchcraft might use this time as a height of energy, an apex of collection before we send it out into the world. Your day might be focused more on the tides of energy we see at dawn, midday, and dusk. It may include more internal work or more official bonfire, circles, and dance ceremonies. These are just some of the ideas. And for those pagan witches out there, you're going to stir in a bit of both. Merry solstice, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Pragmatic Pagan. Please reach out with any questions or stories you are willing to share. And stay connected by joining me on Facebook at A Pragmatic Pagan or on Instagram at The Pragmatic Pagan. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, until we merry meet again.